This illustration provides a comprehensive view of the nose anatomy from different angles. In the upper left section, we observe an internal side view highlighting various sinuses, the sphenoid and frontal sinuses. These are air-filled spaces within the bones of the skull that contribute to the humidification and temperature regulation of inhaled air. The sphenoid sinus is located near the sella turcica, a saddle-shaped depression in the sphenoid bone that holds the pituitary gland. The image also shows the opening of the auditory tube, Eustachian tube, which connects the nasopharynx to the middle ear, the tonsil, and parts of the mouth, such as the tongue, hard palate, and soft palate. The inset on the upper right provides a frontal view of the nasal structures, including the nasal bone, and the upper and lower lateral cartilages, which contribute to the shape and structure of the nose. Below this inset, three nasal conchae or turbinates, superior, middle, and inferior, are depicted. These scroll-like bones are covered by a mucous membrane and work to filter, warm, and humidify the air entering the nasal cavity. In the main lower part of the image, two side profiles of a human head are shown. On the left, a lateral view illustrates the frontal sinus, sphenoid sinus, ethmoidal air cells, part of the ethmoid bone, maxillary sinus, and the tongue. This view emphasizes the relationship between the nasal and oral cavities and the sinuses, which are all part of the upper respiratory tract. On the right, we have a frontal view of a face with the skin rendered transparent over the nasal area, revealing the frontal sinuses, ethmoidal air cells, maxillary sinuses, and the nasal passage, indicating where the air flows during breathing. Overall, the image serves as an educational tool to understand the anatomy of the nose and its adjacent structures, providing insight into how the nasal cavity is interconnected with the sinuses and the oral cavity, playing a significant role in respiration and olfaction.